Good morning. This is the Al-Anon. This is the Al-Anon edition. And I don't have a universal hatred of women. There's plenty of them I don't really want much to do with, and there's a lot of them I don't fucking like, you know. Oh, gossip. Well, I heard. You know, all the fat bitches on the fucking, you know, in the neighbourhood houses and at the hairdressers and all the fucking, all their little committees and all their little cliques and all their clubby sort of shit, you know, they're just fucking malignant, you know. Well, Al-Anon is a group, it's a spin-off of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so you get in the days when men and women got married and sort of lived together more or less most of their lives, you know. That was almost always the sort of, you know, like two thirds of the addicted people were men and one third were women. And that's what were turning up into Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. But for the families of the alcoholic, they created Al-Anon, which is sort of the same thing, different sort of flavour, you know. And but as feminism and all the fucking arse lickers that go along with this retarded shit has gained traction in destroying family, men and women and families, you know. It's an odd thing to see women, like they've got a husband and they've got kids, you know what I mean? Never mind that they're sort of completely mental and they've got sort of, you know. But, you know, they're kind of rare, you know. Oh, my husband drinks too much. So that's one thing, you know. But because of all this feminist bullshit, the families have broken down and the women are out on their own and there's a lot of single mothers, you know what I mean? So they fucked the men off and so, all right, they've got no husband, you know. So they're drinking themselves to death. And so anyway, there's a lot of these old fat fucking bitches. You know, they're like the ones, you know, they got their prim and proper and they're going to church every Sunday and these women are absolute cunts. You know, and a lot of times they are just, they might be skinny as bloody, you know, skinny little prim and proper fucking bitches, or they're fat bitches, you know. But they're all cunts. And I'll put this text up on the screen. This is the video marker, so I can say, well, splice here, you know. And or edit out the fucking video and leave in the audio. But these fucking women, you know, like I I like to create inventive sort of personalities and themes, and you know, I'll do that for a couple of months and I'll change it to something else for a couple of months and I'll change it to something else for a couple of months. Oh my God. Oh. Have you seen what he's doing? That's not his real name. Oh. You know, it's just a fucking internet profile, you stupid cunts. They do that. They get up fucking so upset. It's none of their fucking business, you know. If I were to sign in as Joe Blow the Eskimo 1 month and then, you know, a month or two later and I'm going, you know, fucking invent all these, just something to do, you know. But, there's this woman who dressed up as a fairy, you know, and she pulls this She's in a fairy costume with all the wings and shit, and she's out in the forest. She's going, hi, you know, and she looks as insane as. You know, so there's that. Mother, did you have to? And on the internet as well. Oh. I mean, you know, I think she's just being playful, but she looks completely insane, you know. So, in the episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle, Rocky and Bullwinkle escape the fucking giant mechanical mice and the trap, you know. And Natasha, the Soviet spy, she says to Boris, she says, maybe they have a good fairy, darling, you know. And Boris says back to her, good fairy, why is never bad fairy, you know. And I love that. And I thought, well, given the heights of sort of, you know, the criminally insane feminist fucking bullshit, you know, I thought I'd designate this fairy as, you know, my fat bitch battle fairy. Ah, fuck, you know, and she's, you know, she's a psychopathic cunt. You know, I don't know the real person who did the photo. I just got no fucking idea. It's just funny, you know. But what I did is, I like kind of crazy stuff in terms of humour. And I wonder if that's grime on the lens. Just give it to you, wipe. Yeah. And with a bit of, yeah. And so what I did is I titled this picture, you know, Lady Fifi, Cat Rehabilitation Clinic Psychologist. You know, or abbreviated it down to, you know, cat rehab psychologist. And so there's a picture of, you know, my fat battle, my fat bitch of a battle fairy, you know. And it's got that title on it, this is the official position, right? And these women in Al-Anon are so fucking stupid. They're women and they're fucking stupid. And they're such argumentative, nitpicking fucking cunts. You know? That they have to start confronting me about, oh, we don't use professional names around here. You know, you can't, you don't mind if I take your fucking, name psychologist out of your name, do you? You know? You know, like, what? Are you that fucking, don't you fucking get it? A picture of a fucking woman dressed as a fairy, you know, and her name is Lady Fifi, and it says, you know, cat rehab psychologist. These fucking bitches are just completely losing their mind over that I've got. It's not a real fucking person, you stupid cunts, you know. And so they do. These women in Al-Anon in the online meetings are going fucking bananas. They're going, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, you don't refer to ourselves as professionals in here, you know what. A cat psychologist. You know, meow, 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 cat psychologist. They're going fucking insane, you know. So they just have to go and fuck with me. And I just have to go and fuck with them back by sending, just confronting them for being stupid fucking human beings. And this is the thing about Al-Anons, these women are so fucking crazy. After years of fighting with the fucking, you know, fighting with the drunken husband and the kids are on drugs and shit, you know what I mean? Because they can't mind their own business and deal with their own shit, then they constantly picking fucking fights and fucking crap all the time. By the time they come to Al-Anon, they've really got no choice because they're so fucking crazy and their lives are fucking disaster areas and they're so fucked in the head, you know. But then they're not doing what it takes to deal, mind their own fucking business and deal with their own shit. So they're in these meetings and they're doing the same fucking crap with complete strangers in a meeting that they're doing at home with their husbands and kids, you know? It's so fucking insane. So, yeah, I fucking had, like in terms of women, I've had enough of the fucking, just the psycho fucking crazies, you know? I very rarely go to the Al-Anon meetings. Because these stupid cunts, they'll pick fights and then they'll all dive in on her side when she's a fucking arsehole who shouldn't be doing that shit in the first place, you know. And then they just get crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. And then, you know, people talk about, you know, relapses in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, that they don't own their own shit and they won't work their way through their own issues. So they end up going back out drinking and using and stuff, and a lot of times that they don't make it back, they end up fucking dead or in hospital or jail or fucking suiciding or whatever, you know what I mean? It's a really high risk type thing, you know, and sometimes they might make it back, but, you know, out of thousands of people I've heard that said, fuck it, you know, the relapse, trying to do drugs on a head full of fucking, you know, recovery type stuff is a really hard thing to do, because you know you don't have to be here doing this shit, yet you are, and it doesn't work, so you do more, you know, that sort of stuff. And it just went, where I finished off last time, I went straight back there and continued right on like nothing, as fucking didn't miss a beat sort of stuff. And yeah, a lot of people fucking neck themselves, they can't make it back, you know. And, but that's what these fucking, you know, these fucking fat bitches in Al-Anon do. You know, they're just too fucking stupid for their own good. They can't keep their fucking trap shut. They can't keep their opinions to themselves. And so they effectively form some sort of the Al-Anon relapse. That's a topic they don't like being brought up, because it usually means they're getting carted out of the fucking door, tied to a stretcher in the back of an ambulance to the psych hospital, you know what I mean? Or they're, you know, they're on their head meds and, you know, deciding to take, you know, two whole packets at once and overdosing and dying, you know, and fucking, you know, most women are too gutless to suicide properly, you know. Just so here they are doing all their sabotage and fuck with your head type stuff in meetings and thinking that they get away with it, and it comes back on them, you know what I mean? If they're dishonest and lazy and lying and manipulative and playing all this fucking I'm a victim, oh, you can't say that, you know. You know, when they say, oh, you don't mind if I take the word psychologist off your fucking name because we don't have professions here. What, you're like 40, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, and how many cat psychologists are there working at rehabs for cats, you know, like fucking drug dependent or bloody animal shelter type fucking rehabs, you know, for cats, you know? How fucking, what are you, stupid? It's not a real fucking person, you dumb fucking bitch. But they're so out of control with it, crazy, you know. Oh, got a drama, oh fuck, he can't say that. Oh, and there's no rules for membership, but they just start inventing them. Oh, we ask, you know, this, that and the other, but it's not a fucking rule. the only requirement for membership that this is, there'd be a problem in a family or loved one, you know, problem with alcohol in a family or loved one. It's not like, you know, that's it, you know. And they can't go around inventing rules and enforcing rules. It's just how it goes, you know. But they do. And they fuck themselves up. The meeting is full of fucking stupid cunts who, or they're all being agreeable and all, everybody's going along with, oh, that's what the rule, rules, rather than principles, you know what I mean? So when they say, do you mind if I, you won't mind if I just remove this name psychologist off your fucking name, do you? And I say, well, this is where you come to do two things. The first one is, you know, to learn how to mind your own business and work your way through your own issues. And the second thing is, if it's none of your business, you know, fuck off and mind your own business, you know. He used a profanity, he used an expletive, out he goes, you know. And the fucking Jesus, fuck, you know. So these days I'm just, I've seen that shit so much, these stupid fucking bitches. They're all arguing, you know, and fighting and fucking. And the thing is, I've been around Al-Anon for about 48 years and it's just gotten worse. There's not a lot of fucking, you know, married women anymore with kids, you know what I mean? There's not a lot of those anymore. And all the fucking ones there are just desperate old bags who fucking hounded their husbands until he's either left or died. And now they're all old single old fucking bitches fighting with everybody and everything they can to have some kind of relevancy for attention and shit, you know what I mean? No one wants to fuck them. No one wants to keep company with them. No one wants to have anything to do with them at all. So they all sit around being a pack of nasty, retarded cunts, you know? And you add that onto the fucking entitlement, oh, no man can talk back to us ever because we're empowered. We're strong, brave, beautiful and intelligent, you know? Well, they're not. They're retarded, ugly and unfuckable, you know? And they're as dumb as cunts, you know? They don't study anything, they just have everybody, they have the opinions that everybody else has, you know? They're fucked. You know? They just have feminist groupthink. You know? They're fucked. So, Lady Fifi, cat rehabilitation clinic psychologist, is not a real fucking person. And this, we can't put our professions next to our names. Fuck. They're dumb, fat, fucking old bitches. And, you know, a lot of these women deserve to be single. They deserve to die alone. They deserve to get old and die alone. Well, I don't know about deserving to get old. They should be deprived of fucking oxygen, you know. You know, they're absolute cunts. You know, crazies from crazy families who the only people they know how to get along with are other really fucking damaged and fucked up people. You know. And they just sit around having fucking opinions, you know, about everybody else and everything, and they won't do the work. And when the opportunity comes their way to say, well, this is how you lift your game, this is how you work your way through all your issues. Oh, you can't say that. That's not Al-Anon. That's not in the fucking this and that. And oh, you can't add, oh, you're breaking the rules. Oh, you know. And they start screeching and hollering and all these fucking cunts going, oh, he's a fucking devil worshipper. Out he goes, you know. And then they fucking, you know, this thing that people talk about, the relapse. You know, the alcoholics and the junkies, you know, the addicts, you know, their relapses and stuff like that. But they never talk about the Al-Anon relapses, how fucking crazy. They come in really fucking crazy and they sit around with their fingers up, thumbs up each other's asses, you know, doing nothing about themselves, just being agreeable and nodding their fucking heads. And when they end up so psycho that even they can't stand living with themselves, they stop going to meetings, and then they're fucking, you know, head meds and suicides and drinking and all sorts of fucking, you know, they're too old to fuck around, too old and ugly to fuck around, you know. You know, oh, they're probably having multiple affairs with different dildos, you know. Give each one a name and go, oh, hello, Bobby. I've been seeing Jim. Jim the vibrator. Oh, yes. Ooh. Oh, but they so... You know, it's a difficult place to be in when they're so fucking crazy. And then it just gets worse. You know? When they kind of suspect there are things that they can do about themselves, but they don't want to have to deal with, oh, it's the family disease of alcoholism. It's the disease. No, it's not the disease, it's you, you rabid, fat fucking cunt, you know, with all your bullshit. You're the one who's responsible for starting most of the fucking fights. You're the fucking lying asshole. You're the one who's beating the children. You're the one who's fucking molesting the children, you know. You know, you're the one who fucking drove your husband out of the house, you know. You're the fucking, you know. You're the insufferable cunt to have to live with, you know. And that slightly sneaking suspicion is something I could have done about myself, but I chose not to. You know, there's a way out of this, and it requires independent thinking, it requires thought, time, effort. Not just nodding your head and going along with all the other fucking fat bitch crazies, you know. You know, but getting along with crazies is a hallmark of fucking being a crazy, you know. And